I guess there are various aspects I'd like to share with you this morning. To me, the basic point of that particular text is when you are to speak God's word, you are to speak God's word. When God empowers you, and he has empowered everyone who believes in him with his Holy Spirit, you are to speak boldly. Speaking boldly can be taken out of context, however. We can speak boldly things that are not God's word to people. We can level people with words and say to ourselves, I'm doing this out of a good conscience. I'm doing this because I love you. I think you stink. The apostles, in speaking boldly, spoke to the glory of God, not to defamation of God or to themselves. They spoke to the glory of God. They felt a compulsion not to back off of what God had given them as a commission to do, to speak his word and speak it with power. He had given them the power. And even in the face of enemies. Now, that was an interesting situation. These are the same people that had seen to Jesus Christ's death. These are the same men who hid at one time out of fear of these same people. And now that Christ has come again, he ascended, and he sent his Holy Spirit, and they are now empowered in a different way. You notice the boldness that they portray, not a kind of boldness we can't have, not just a first century boldness, but when they know that God is there, when they have the comfort that they're no longer orphans, they're not really abandoned, and when they know their goal is to proclaim Jesus Christ, they speak. They speak, and they say some things which should be very cutting and harsh to leaders and say, you crucified him, you this, you that. It's almost accusatory, and it is. Speaking in behalf of God, speaking God's word that we glorify him and pull ourselves together is a good thing. But speaking and using God's name for division or for ego trips is a bad thing. Sometimes I hear too many things. I stay in my office more than I should because I don't want to hear a lot of things that float around saying, I want to tell you this out of good conscience because I want God's will to be done. I want this to happen. I want you to know how bad somebody is. And I normally say, why don't you tell the person how bad he is? Why come to me with it if you're angry at him? I want to tell you that things are unfair. Things don't go right around here. Or this, that, or the other. And I want to say to you, what are your real grievances? And why don't you go to the source? And out of love for Christ, lovingly speak the truth. Lovingly. Why detour, since I have nothing to do with the things that you're talking about, and tell me as if I have some special power? And then in applying it to our whole campus, we all are victims of this. Someone tells us something about lots of things. Well, I'm not singling myself out as if I'm some kind of source or I have a special room that everybody just drops in every now and then and sends notes or verbalisms to me. That doesn't happen. No. But I think all of us talk a lot. All of us share a lot, and sometimes we may confuse the line of sharing and glorifying God with sharing and just griping. We have a right to share what's on our hearts. That's legitimate. We have a right to come to any brother, any person in Christ, and say, I'm burdened. But with that right goes the responsibility, as Peter and them said, we must speak those things which we have seen and heard. And those things they saw and heard that they spoke of was not, they didn't speak of dirty things, defaming things. They spoke of glorifying things, edifying things. They weren't stupid. They knew the dirt too. Matter of fact, they had been part of it. They ran, they hid, they deserted Christ. They were nowhere to be found. Peter himself knew how Christ looked at him and he just wept after denying him all that time. Peter also knew what had happened when Christ came back and said, feed my sheep. And before that, do you love me, Peter? He knew all that. They knew what it was to be burdened, and yet they said, no, the strength is not in just simply yakety-yak. The strength is speaking boldly in Christ. The strength is speaking boldly and sharing in Christ. The strength is being bold enough to confess our faults one to another and to be able to say, hey, you're my brother, you're my sister. You're one who God has redeemed and saved, and I have my faults. I'm hurting right now. Listen to me. But not to say, you're my brother and sister. You caused me to hurt. You made me hurt. You're a Finkel. But to go in there and say, hey, you know, we all have our difficulties, but we are a Christian community. Not just because we have a campus. You can take down every building, every wall, and every tree, and every beautiful thing here that's called Concordia Seminary. We still be a Christian campus because of Christ. And like Peter and the apostles, we are called to be bold to speak those things which we have seen and heard. What have we seen? Have we seen the cross? Have you seen it spiritually to know that Christ died for you? Have you witnessed by faith the resurrection and also the ascension and also the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that you can witness in Acts 2 here? Have you seen that by faith? And if we have seen that, there's only one obligation we have, and it's to share those things which we have seen and heard. That God, despite our stupidity, still saves us and loves us. Hey, that's interesting, isn't it? We are the bad guys. And yet God took his time, sent his son, graced us, despite the fact that we are slow learners. How often Christians are such slow learners? How often Christ said, oh, ye of little faith. But he never said, you flunked. He never said, you flunked. He just nurtured and nurtured. And we are those same people for whom Christ poured himself out and also raised himself up and also empowered us with his own spirit to share what? Those sayings which we have seen and heard, which talks about forgiveness, talks about love, their problems. We all have problems. Right now, my biggest problem is trying to talk to you without stumbling over my words because my nose is all clogged up and my eyes are watering. I can't hardly see the stuff down here. I'm trying to do it the best way I can and not to buy out all the allergenic medications from Walgreens. So that's a problem. We all have our own individual things, but God has graced us despite that and said, I'll get you through it. For me, when I read this text, I love it because the action is directed towards speaking against those who wish to stop us from going friend God and speaking for God and speaking to people, but not defaming anybody. Simple truth. Simple truth. To know who we are, why we are sent, and do the job. We're here for that mission. We're here to do that. May it please God then that by his grace, we as Christian people can understand what Peter is saying. Yes, they were being treated harshly. They were whipped. They were said, shut up. Don't talk about this Jesus. You're making a mess. You're making people believe wrong things according to them. And they said, well, you figure that one out, people. We are going to talk about Christ. We know he is the Christ. We know he is the Lord. We know that you have salvation in no other but him. We must speak this, even though they were hurt. The strange thing, have you noticed in that text where they rejoiced in suffering? They were proud to be counted worthy to suffer for Christ's sake. Now, I'm not saying be proud to suffer, period. Don't get me wrong. They were proud to suffer for Christ's sake, that they were doing right. And someone said, okay, we don't like you. But they knew they were right in doing what God wanted them to do. If we have to walk in that pathway, and we do, if we get hurt for Christ's sake, how does it say, happy are ye? What if we just act arrogant and someone knocks us down and we ask for it? No, you're not happy about that. Let it be God's will that if we have our burdens, our differences, let Christ be the unifier. Let Christ be the one who reminds us, hey, I died for you. I died for this one too. I died for all of you that you might speak boldly in my name and not just gripe in my name. Be bold in Christ. Love him, share him, and rejoice in him. God grant this. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.